do you know somebody who is a vapor? Maybe somebody belongs to a vaping club. Vaping is the practice of using electronic cigarettes or e-cigarettes, which are smokeless but deliver the user a vaporized blend of chemicals, including nicotine. The Maine legislature is preparing to consider new proposed legislation for e-cigarettes governing where they can be used and how they're taxed. And as Mal Leary reports, the effort is drawing bipartisan support in Augusta.
Tobacco shops across the state have embraced the relatively new battery-powered technology. And because nicotine is delivered, House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe, a Democrat from Skowhegan, decided to file legislation to regulate the sale and use of e-cigarettes.
You know, I think if we're talking about a product that has similar makeup of cigarettes and includes nicotine and could be harmful to health, then I think we should definitely be treating them like a tobacco product.
McCabe says that includes restrictions on where they can be used in restaurants and other public places. Others, including Attorney General Janet Mills, says they're concerned about marketing messages to young Mainers. While current law bans sales of e-cigarettes, Mills says there are clearly products and ad campaigns aimed at attracting young users.
Fruit flavors, cartoon advertising, funky attractive packaging, the cheap prices. There were TV and radio ads with celebrity endorsements all saying how sexy these things are. And the contrary is obviously true. These are addictive. They contain nicotine.
Mills points out that the production and distribution of the substances used in the vaporizing devices is not regulated at the federal level, and that a person using an e-cigarette may be getting a far larger dose of nicotine than he or she might from smoking tobacco. Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew also supports some type of state regulation around both the devices and the products that are being vaporized in them.
The research that is coming out around the impact of e-cigarettes on youth and youth smoking rates, I certainly can't recommend at this point what that reform may be, but we certainly need to take a look at the regulatory structure of e-cigarettes.
And Democratic Representative Drew Gattine of Westbrook, who co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, says the panel will use McCabe's bill as a vehicle to craft legislation, including provisions on how e-cigarettes are taxed in Maine.
We want to make sure that, again, they're not available or get into the hands of children. And I think all of the strategies that we use to try to make sure that people don't have the harmful benefits of these kinds of products need to come to bear.
Currently, vaporizer devices and the compounds used in them are taxed at the regular sales tax rate of 5.5%. Tobacco products in Maine are taxed at a far higher rate, $2 on a pack of 20 cigarettes. And some of that money is used for smoking cessation programs. Those that use vaporizers argue that the devices are not aimed at kids, and adults should be able to make their own decisions about smoking tobacco or using vaporizers. A public hearing on the bill, which has not yet been printed, will be scheduled for sometime this spring. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.